PhD program, thinking I'd go into teaching, and I happened to be reading in a newspaper that a Catholic theologian would be speaking at a local church, a Dr. Scott Hahn. It was Professor Scott Hahn at the time. Well, you see, I had gone to seminary with Scott Hahn. We were old buddies. We went to all the same seminary classes together. We were both strong Calvinists, knew each other, basically believed the same things. But then all of a sudden, I discovered he had become Catholic. It didn't make sense. I didn't know whether he believed that was true. But I heard he was speaking, and I went and heard him. And one of the main things I heard in that night, he pointed me to another scripture text. And this is the second scripture that I never saw before. It comes from 1 Timothy. Excuse me for having to have these glasses on. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. Now, you've got to understand, I taught through 1 Timothy. I taught Bible studies. I preached through 1 Timothy. I knew 1 Timothy. But this verse wasn't there before until Scott pointed it out. And the way he did that with me was in the same way that someone had cornered him. They asked Scott, what was the pillar and foundation of truth? And when Scott asked me that, I gave the same answer that Scott gave. Well, it's the Bible. As an evangelical, I would have said that the Bible is the pillar and foundation of truth. And Scott asked me, well, what does the Bible say it is? I said, what do you mean? He said, the Bible literally uses the phrase pillar and foundation of truth, but what does it point to? I couldn't think of a verse. He said, go to 1 Timothy 3:15. Beginning with verse 14, Paul writes, I hope to come to you soon. He's writing to Timothy, but I'm writing these instructions to you so that if I am delayed, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. When I first read that, I wanted to stop all eternity. The pillar and foundation of truth is the church, not the Bible. I had never seen that before. I never thought of that before. The church is the foundation of truth. Now, you've got to understand, the time as a Presbyterian, the question arose, which church? There's a bazillion churches. But the main thing is the recognition of that verse put a wedge in my understanding of Scripture. From then, it led me to a large study of Scripture. What does Scripture say about itself? And the truth is that the Bible nowhere makes the claim that it is the sole foundation of truth. It doesn't teach sola scriptura. And then I realized in my own study, and a lot of it came from looking even at myself, is I recognized that there is no Christian. There are no Christians. There is no Christian denomination that in fact operates on sola scriptura. Everyone looks at the Bible through their own traditional glasses, their own set of categories. As even a Protestant commentator once said, that people go to the Bible to find truth, but in fact only find what they want to find. They use Scripture to back up what they already believe. When I recognized that, I felt even less worthy of being in the pulpit, of leading someone. Because now what do I trust? If I can't trust the Scriptures as the sole foundation, which church?